Boston Mayor Marty Walsh is promising to create new jobs in every neighborhood of Boston to protect affordable housing and to make major investments in public schools. Walsh laid out those plans at Symphony Hall last night in his third State of the City address. WBUR's Ananjor Enwemeka was there and has the story.
Mayor Walsh says Boston is entering a new era of school investment.
We will invest $1 billion in Boston school buildings. We will create high-quality 21st century classrooms for every student connected to every neighborhood, college, and workplace in our city.
The mayor's speech puts a dollar amount on a 10-year plan to repair and renovate Boston school buildings, most of which were built before World War II. Walsh also made another big education announcement.
This week, I will file legislation to finally eliminate the opportunity gap in early education, and for the first time in Boston's history, offer free pre-kindergarten to every single four-year-old in our city.
That's something Walsh had promised to do before he was elected, but he has been unable to pay for it. Now, as he approaches a re-election campaign, the mayor proposes using tourism taxes to fund the initiative. That has Walsh's only election rival so far, City Councilor Tito Jackson, offering him limited praise.
I actually want to compliment them on now dealing with this issue of our early education. That's a critical issue, but it's something that we should have done in the past.
Jackson says Walsh has been too focused on things like bringing GE's global headquarters to the city. But Walsh touted GE in his speech and says he wants to bring in more companies and jobs to every neighborhood in the city.
We're developing a high-tech manufacturing sector that provides just that in robotics, 3D printing, medical devices, and more. Employers are coming, and they are growing, and they are hiring.
But the prospect of more businesses and development concerns some Boston residents. John Lydon of Dorchester worries it will push people out of their neighborhoods.
A lot of big developers are coming in. They're putting in some wonderful buildings. The great businesses are coming in, but the people that live there can't afford it when they come in. So I heard some things that he said about it, but it's still probably my biggest concern.
Walsh says he will invest in affordable housing and plans to file bills to protect residents from displacement. Making neighborhoods safer is also on Walsh's agenda. He says violent crime and arrests are down, but he's looking to help communities dealing with violence by creating five new neighborhood trauma teams.
Health centers, hospitals, and community groups will coordinate immediate response and sustained recovery for all those affected. Together, we will break the cycle of suffering and violence and bring healing to our city.
Overall, Walsh says the city is stronger than it's ever been. And in what almost sounded like a campaign rallying cry, Walsh said the city's values are strong.
I will fight for our families, I will fight for our seniors, and for our children, and for our veterans, and our immigrants, and those with disabilities. I will fight for good jobs, and public schools, and affordable housing, and racial justice, and equal rights for all.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Ananjor Enwemeka.
We will fight every day for each other, for the people of Boston, and for all of you. God bless you, God bless the city of Boston, and God bless the United States of America.